This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen presenting a great experience, a good experience, wonderful experience with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn on the air and the DJV show with Victoria Keelan as well, the J and the V. Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington at the big studio. It's the big studio. Jennifer Horn has big trending items for this hour. Jen, what is in the truth or doo-doo department?
I do. The question is, what do Kanye West, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bob Mueller all have in common?
Kanye, they've all been on TMZ.
No, they're all trending right now.
Oh, okay.
Come on, stay with the program, Stephen.
Help yourself. Let's go.
All right, first off, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Tuesday that Facebook has already begun to implement a system that will rank news organizations based on their trustworthiness and promotes or suppresses its content based on that metric. Now, he said that the company has gathered data on how consumers perceive news brands by asking them to identify whether they've heard of various publications and if they trust them. They put that data into a system, and it's acting as a boost or a suppression when it comes to news stories. This, to me, is a little bit disturbing. Mostly because having someone dictate trustworthy sources is really sometimes a matter of opinion. The meeting that Mark Zuckerberg held with a group of news media executives yesterday included BuzzFeed, The Information, Quartz, The New York Times, CNN, Wall Street Journal, NBC, Recode, Univision, Barron's, The Daily Beast, The Economist, HuffPost, Insider, The Atlantic, and The New York Post.
So
anything
the
you notice missing there?
Where's the
no conservative publications?
None.
At all.
Zero.
So this to me is a little bit dangerous, but Facebook said that it's already underway and this is the route that they're going to go. I would expect there's going to be a good amount of backlash from this.
I mean, I thought this guy was getting smart and understanding what was going on. He doesn't look at, see the 40% of the public that voted for Trump. He doesn't think they have any relevance or value in terms of all of those news. Huffington Post, what's more left of center than that? You can go through that list and maybe find a few others there, but I would say there's zero credibility already. They've dug themselves a hole before they even start in terms of credibility. Okay, so they did start, though, a dating page, Jennifer.
They did, Facebook, yeah. That's another big story. Right, okay. That's right. You can do a little Facebook dating.
Yeah.
All right. Also trending today, and probably the biggest story of the morning, is this showdown between Robert Mueller's team and the president's legal team. There were some questions leaked out yesterday by the questions were written by Jay Sekulow, who was one of Trump team's lawyers. And that's because I guess they were as part of a conference call or something, and Jay Sekulow was jotting down notes about Mueller's potential questions. And his version of those questions have been released. So the question is, did the Trump legal team decide intentionally to leak it, or did someone get a hold of it and do it for kind of nefarious purposes? President Trump, for his part, is saying that it's disgraceful that these questions were leaked out. Robert Mueller raised the possibility also of a presidential subpoena in meeting with Trump's legal team, saying that if he didn't agree voluntarily to sit down, that he might be forced to subpoena the president. I think they're going to have a hard time proving that the president is involved with crimes of collusion. These questions, at least as dictated by Jay Sekulow, the president's lawyer, look more like they're fishing than anything else. But this could see itself all the way to the Supreme Court if Robert Mueller decides to subpoena the president.
Okay. So I'm just chuckling here because as you're telling that story, I just was fishing around and see a story about this Dr. Harold Bornstein, who
another
prescribed
big story today. Mm-hmm.
He prescribed hair growth medicine for Trump, and somebody raided his office.
Well, the raid is being used in air quotes. This doctor, Dr. Bornstein, claims that he was Trump's doctor and that he's the one that actually wrote that glowing health report, remember, that Donald Trump gave to Dr. Oz when he was a candidate?
Right.
Well, he says now that Donald Trump actually wrote it himself. He's also saying there's a lot of bad blood between he and Donald Trump now, because he said he was raided by White House personnel to come in and take President Trump's health, his health files, basically, his health records. And then the response from that is that it wasn't a raid, that after he started disclosing private information about Trump, like the fact that he uses Propecia, to media outlets, Trump asked for his people to go get a copy of his health files, his health records, from this doctor. When they showed up, the doctor was like bumbling around. He couldn't figure out how to use the copy machine. So he's like, just take it, take the original file. And they took the original file and left. So there's a little bit of distance between one person's account and the other, but I don't know. This guy looks a little crazy to me. He's got the long hair, and oh, boy.
Yeah. Propecia is not something you would have to prescribe, by the way.
Yeah, you do. You need a prescription for that.
I got it, and then I needed a prescription.
Okay, well, then someone illegally gave you Propecia.
Wow.
because I know a ton of guys who are on it, and it's a prescription.
I was going to say, I don't trust any of Doug's experience.
No, I don't either.
Well, thank you, Kara.
Well, it's true. You do a lot of things under the table, I feel like.
Excuse me. Under
Mexican
the table.
Pharmacies, you know that kind of thing.
Right.
All right. Speaking of
all right,
under
finally
the table,
today, Kanye was on TMZ yesterday, which is so bizarre that TMZ has found themselves in the middle of this story.
Have you seen the video? You got to see the video of him. That's what you got to see.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Crazy.
TMZ's Harvey Weinstein got Candace Owens, who's kind of at the center of this with Kanye and Kanye together, on TMZ. And then one of the reporters from TMZ, you've seen all the time, started attacking Kanye about some comments he made about slavery. And then Kanye was acting weird and said he was on opioids.
There's a black guy with a long hair. I don't know his name, but
No, that wasn't the guy.
It was a different guy. Different guy was called him out in the newsroom and just said he was being irresponsible.
And said he was disappointed or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because this all started, if you can follow it, back to UCLA a couple of weeks ago, where Candace Owens was speaking on campus and was interrupted by Black Lives Matter protesters. She yelled back at them, and somehow that went viral enough to hit Kanye West, who then started saying, well, I like what Candace Owens says. She's right. And once he posted his support for her, people on Twitter blew up. And so then he just kind of came out and said, look, I love Trump. I'm not political, but Trump's my homie, and I love him. And so now here we are and having summits on TMZ. It's very strange. He also took some hits at Obama. He said Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. There's just a lot of back and forth. He also said that Obama never apologized for calling him a jackass after he acted like a jackass.
He
and interrupted
is a jackass.
Right.
He is a
Taylor
jackass.
Swift's speech on a stage on MTV. So it's a strange story, but it's one that seems to be picking up steam every single day.
That's one of the best pieces of audio, Carrie. You can find it quickly. Of Obama, one of the first things that made me laugh about Obama, when Kanye was doing, I don't even remember what the hell he was doing, but he'd done something really stupid.
He interrupted Taylor Swift because he thought Beyonce should have won.
Right. And so some news guy said, what do you think about Kanye? And he looked at him. I mean, the video and the audio was great. He looked at him and said, he's a jackass.
Well, he said he was a genius, and he said, but he's also a jackass.
Jackass. So was there nothing said about Jay-Z in this whole thing?
Kanye had a big day yesterday, so he released this 2-hour interview that he did with Charlamagne Tha God, who's a an iHeart host. And in that 2-hour interview, he talked about the rift that he had with Jay-Z, and he said basically that he was really upset and it still bothers him that Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't go to his wedding in Italy. And he said at the time, no one in the public knew, but Jay-Z and Beyonce were going through a lot of marital problems, and no one really knew at the time. So he understood why, but he also still said, well, we're family, and, you know, for family, you put that stuff aside and you go to the wedding anyway. But to me, the biggest bombshell that he dropped out of all this in the TMZ newsroom was admitting that he had liposuction. And his mother...
I know it.
But his mother died from liposuction, from complications after the surgery. I would think that the the last thing Kanye would do would be liposuction. And he got addicted to opioids after the liposuction.
Yeah.
And he said when he visited Trump in Trump Tower, that sort of famous meeting that the two of them were standing there together in New York, he said he was really high on opioids. So I don't know. I don't know. It's a very bizarre story, but he has certainly, he's making a case against doctors overprescribing things, which is an important thing. But at TMZ, he also said the reason he got the liposuction was because of TMZ covering Rob Kardashian, his brother-in-law, and basically Rob had gained a lot of weight, and Rob left their wedding before the wedding even happened. He flew away from Italy because he couldn't handle the paparazzi calling him fat. And then Kanye said that's why he got liposuction, too. It's a very bizarre story. It's really weird.
Mondo bizarro. All right, let's change our point of view for a moment. 16 after the hour. Business owners, are you still using the free email services that are so boring? You have Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or Hotmail, whatever you got. You ought to toss it and follow this bouncing ball here for the next 60 seconds as I unload a secret on you. The free email doesn't do anything for you. It may be free, but it doesn't help to distinguish you and your business. Now, consumers are looking for something that separates you and your business from the rest of the pack. And that's why Easy Email has come into the fold. This is a company that is basically built on changing the images of businesses through new email handles. EasyEmail.tech makes the process simple, doesn't cost a lot of money. You can go online to EasyEmail.tech or you can call them at 844-344-7607. Want to remake your image? Add to people's buzz about you? If you're, I always use the example of a plumber. You could be the guy, what's his name, the field, Mike Diamond is the smell good plumber in L.A. So he can get an email, mikediamond.smell. That would be cool, right? Then everybody would be talking about him. His plumbers don't smell. So he's taking care of that. He's got one more step there, adding it to his email address. So if you want to, whether it's don't smell or whatever dot you want, you can get it from easyemail.tech. Call them at 844-344-7607.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
B.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Victoria, there is a female white rap artist known as Feminem. Instead of Eminem, she's Feminem. Her name is Sarah Howard, and she's named herself Feminem. She's 20 years old, from Kingston, New York. She went to Atlanta when she was 17 because she wanted to be a rapper. She grew into being a rapper from her love of poetry. She says she's actually quite a good-looking young woman. She kind of that blonde. What do you call the cornstalk hair?
Cornrows. How did you discover this person?
I was just reading some random article, and you know, I have all kinds of different sources. Mm-hmm.
We know.
It's interesting because I'm looking at her videos, and the comments actually seem pretty positive. But my issue, I don't really get where her shtick is because she's literally singing Eminem songs.
She's just
she has some of her own words. I get it, but every single beat that I've seen on these songs is Eminem. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, are you really that good when you're her entire popularity
give me some
is
credit.
Eminem from Eminem.
Ladies, you would neither of you ever, and the people listening now would never, ever, ever have heard of Feminem have it not been for me. So, now you know something.
I'm not really sure if that's a gift to the world.
Please. It's just another thing on your tool chest of conversation. Let's move back to something everybody else in the world knows about. 25 after the hour, Rolling Stones. Crank this up. We got to start it from the beginning, though.
Oh my God.
The best intro.
You do the same thing every single time.
I know I do, but I love it. It drives me into a good place. So can you start it at the beginning? Just humor. There it is. Oh, my God. I say the same thing every time we play
every
this.
Every single time.
Every time. I can't get no satisfaction. All right, so the Stones have a 15-album vinyl box set that's coming out, releasing new and limited edition stuff. 15 albums. Can you imagine? The studio album's vinyl collection, 1971 to 2016, that is, offering fans the opportunity to get a remastered version of every single studio album ever released by the Stones. It's a new heavyweight 180-gram Black Velvet. That's another great song. Crack this up, Carol.
This is one of my favorite Stones.
Ah, the Stones are great, man. I'll tell you. See Nick up there wiggling his hips around. Keith just trying to take another breath and hope he's going to live to tomorrow. The original master tapes are what they used from Abbey Road. Every album contains a numbered certificate of authentication, detailed artwork, reproductions, a few extra surprises as well. Released next month, June 15th, available for pre-order. 450 smackers for this puppy. And they'll sell a million of them.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you... Oh, man. It's all just cash. Completely cash. I think it's a pretty exciting thing. They have some great things in their repertoire. They're a bunch of characters, those guys, man. All right, next up musically, Selena Gomez taking to Instagram to announce her first single of the year, Call Back to You, which is what we're playing here.
It's not out yet, so no, we're not.
We're not playing it? Oh, I took it that
comes
you were
out,
playing.
Comes out May 10th.
Oh,
my birthday,
right.
So somebody can buy it for me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I'll sing you. What's better than me singing you happy birthday? Come on. Selena Gomez or me? Which is it?
I can't. It would definitely be you. 100%.
Right.
Yep. It'd be so great.
What's this? That smarmy sound in her smiley
voice.
Well,
you know, you asked me because you wanted that answer. That's why.
Of course,
you asked
I wanted
me.
That answer. Right, exactly. So, Selena is the executive producer of this as well. She's the soundtrack for season 2 of Netflix's 13 Reasons Why. So, back to you out May 10th next week, 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, technology features such as navigation and Bluetooth started out in high-end vehicles before trickling down to every level of car. Today's modern car is watching the world as you drive it thanks to cameras, radar, and sensors. New car models are scanning the environment, making millions of computations and identifying dangers. Lincoln now has decided to equip their Navigator with Slingbox streaming system, which will enable streaming cable television and video while you're on the road. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Four after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of May, on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're going to be talking about this problem in the Carolinas, the surge in ocular melanoma, with some interesting aspects of this in a few minutes. It's National Truffle Day. On this day, the chocolate truffle gets the spotlight. Chocolate confectionery. Made with chocolate ganache. What's ganache? Is that a
ganache
cream?
Ganache is a... No, ganache is a... It's like... It's a chocolate... Well, it's a chocolate shell, basically. So like the shell that goes around, that's a chocolate ganache. It's a very thin chocolate that hardens up later on, like when it's refrigerated.
Really?
Yeah.
The truffle may be filled with other things. Cream... Melted chocolate, caramel, nuts, fruit, Nougat. I always love that word, nougat. Fudge.
Why do you say words weird?
Nougat.
It's nougat. Everyone, nougat. No one calls it nougat.
Marshmallow. A liqueur of some sort. N. Petrucelli. Is that a Petrucelli of Chambéry, France? Believed to be the inventor of the chocolate truffle. Back in December of 1895, truffles became much more popular in 1902 when the Pristat chocolate shop opened in London. Still sells Napoleon. They're still open. They sell Napoleon III truffles made to the original recipe.
Are you a truffle fan?
I like chocolate no matter what it is. I have a real problem with all sorts of... I have chocolate candy bars. I buy the milk chocolate, the hard, very expensive chocolate. I have fudge that friends make for me. I just like this. I just like chocolate. I don't like chocolate ice cream, though. I never have. I like fruity ice creams. And thank heavens I'm going to have the ice cream store open. I have to post this. We're doing a psychedelic bus as an ice cream store. A psychedelic cow. I've got old school buses on the farm. So I just took one of them. We painted it white and with brown spots. And it has a pink nose as if it were the nose of the cow. So we'll post those. We'll have
very cute.
This great ice cream bag. You'll have to, both of you come visit the farm. You can spend the night at the house, and you can...
Are you going to make a sleep in the barn?
No, you can sleep in the house.
Do you actually have guest rooms?
I do.
Like functional guest rooms?
Yes, functional. I have four
bed linens and beds.
And all that stuff. Yeah,
really?
The comforts of home. Yes.
Okay.
Your own bathroom, everything here.
Wow.
I got lost. This house is... For one person to live in this house, it seems some people think it's kind of a waste, but I like lots of room to knock around in, so you're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you.
We'll celebrate chocolate truffle. He'd bring Lewis with you. He'd probably have a good time with the cows, actually.
Oh, God. He's not very outdoorsy.
No, but okay.
Queens.
Yeah. Not too many cows running down the streets of Queens.
No.
That's for sure. Other food news. Queer Eye's food and wine expert, Antonio Porowski. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Anthony.
Anthony, him too.
Anthony Porowski, who we are big fans of.
You are. Oh, yep. Well, then I should let you tell the story about his own cookbook, right? He's got 100 recipes. This is going to be a big splash. People are going to really want this because he knows how to make macaroni and cheese. You'll have to explain that one to me.
Well, people were all over it on Twitter. I saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
And immediately, I think it's supposed to come out spring of next year, so I immediately lost my mind and was like, who's getting this for my birthday next year? I'm a little bit ahead of...
Happy birthday to her. She's
a lot of birthday talk from Kara today. I think she wants everybody to know.
I'm dropping hits. Hey, guys.
Thursday is your birthday.
Better not mess up my birthday.
You're what, 26 next year?
I'll be 26 this year. And then I'll be 27 next year. Don't remind me. But anyway, so he was the food and wine expert on the reboot of Queer Eye. And he was probably like the most down to earth. He's very cute, which is why people also like him. But he was just a lot of fun. And he made very like normal dishes for people because they were going to the South. They were working with a lot of guys in their like 40s and 50s and 60s who didn't really do anything in the kitchen, didn't really have a lot of capabilities. So he made like mac and cheese and fancy hot dogs and all that stuff. So I follow him on Instagram. He makes a ton of different recipes that look delicious. So I'm really, really excited to see what he puts in his new cookbook.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was unfair that he did get some flack for not really being a gourmet chef on those episodes. But there's no way he could have taught the one guy that we all love, Tom, with the big beard. Mm-hmm. Okay, he made what he called a redneck margarita. It was just tequila and Mountain Dew mixed together, which is disgusting. So
that sounds even bad to me.
Right.
That sounds bad.
So Tom, who makes redneck margaritas, was not going to sit down and learn how to make, you know, a delicious vichyssoise. So he obviously had to tailor it to, okay, Tom, you're going to learn how to make guacamole. And I think it was appropriate. So I'm happy that he has a cookbook coming out because I think he has been classically trained as a chef and he is very, very good. So I think the recipes will be great.
All right. Other food news. You're going to have to help me with the pronunciation of this as well. Carrageenan. It's an emulsifier.
I believe that is correct.
In organic food. Consumers and researchers saying the ingredient causes inflammation and gastrointestinal distress. Studies found links between this product and stomach pain, glucose intolerance. I wonder if that's my problem. Huh. To check this out. I've never heard of this stuff before. The National Organic Standards Board, which is an advisory arm of the Department of Agriculture, voted to withdraw approval of this emulsifier, which comes from seaweed, back in November of 2016. But because the National Organic Standards Board is an advisory board, USDA doesn't have to follow its advice, and that's pretty much, this feeds into what I've been saying for years about the government screwing up what really was a great thing, so now organic really means nothing because of stuff like this.
But you know, really, right, really, and this is kind of an outrage. A lot of food advocates say that this stuff should not be added because
no,
it's added to a lot of things,
right.
Dairy products, like things that give
that are
people
not organic.
Right, but things that but as an additive, it really has
upsets your stomach.
Yeah, and you know, some people who think they're lactose intolerant, it may not be that. It might be the carrageenan. And then the fact that this board has made all these, you know, they give the advice and say, well, this product should not be approved anymore by the USDA to be included in organic products. It's the first time in like 30 years that the USDA didn't take their advice on this one. So that makes me instantly think, because I don't trust the USDA anymore, that makes me think, okay, so whose pocket... Who's in their pocket now? Who's making carrageenan and is benefiting from it? You have to just trace it all back to the money.
Yep, that's for sure. Follow the money.
Yep.
Other food news, the English have imposed a new sugar tax. From now on, drinks with sugar content of more than 5 grams will be taxed at 18p per liter, 24p for drinks with 8 grams or more. 18p is equivalent to about 25 cents. So the government, that's pretty stiff. The government hopes that the tax will reduce the sugar consumption in the country. Lots of problems with diabetes in England.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar-related
diseases. Well, they've adopted an American diet.
Yeah,
you know, it's when I was growing up as a little kid, going over to Ireland and England with my family, you never saw sugar cereal that was American. That's all that's on every aisle.
I remember when I first started going to England in the 70s.
We ate Weetabix and liked it.
Although
I do really like Weetabix. Yeah.
And oatmeal and things like that. Yep, exactly.
And now it's Tony the Tiger.
Awful.
Yep.
All right, so somebody asked me to buy organic vegetables in the market. I went... looked around, couldn't find any, so I grabbed an old, tired-looking employee and said, "Those vegetables are over there. This for my friend. Have they been sprayed with any poisonous chemicals?" Produce guy looked at me and said, "No, you'll have to do that yourself." You get it?
No.
Get rid of the friend. No. It could have been a story about a wife and a husband, perhaps, as well.
Or just a non-existent story.
Okay, I'll tell you another story that's better. Stories about moms for Mother's Day. Do not, _ says Doug, do not do the same old thing you used to do. No. Don't get suckered into buying those flowers for $20 and then actually going to pay $60. Last-minute garbage from the produce department of the store. Come on. Your mother's better than that, and so are you. Your mother's going to think, your mother's not dumb. She knows that you waited till the last minute, you boob.
Or so that you went to the gas station on the way to visit her.
Yeah, exactly. No. The books. I'm giving you plenty of time. We all are enthused about this because we've seen them.
Gorgeous flowers.
We know what they're all about. So instead of doing things the stupid old way, be smart and do this now, today, while you're thinking about it. Order from the Books. You say the Books. I never heard of them before. It's a new company. Obviously, Books is short for bouquet. Very, very, very cool. Fine flowers from the Books. Unique. And your mom is special, so give her something that's unique. She's unique. You want to give her something unique. Nobody's ever heard of this company before. They've just started to figure out how to do this. The Books Farms are cutting flowers right now to deliver straight to your mother. They will last weeks and weeks, not just a couple of days. Books has farms all over the world, many of them on farms near volcanoes, because they know that what comes out of a volcano, the ash and the stuff that's in the soil, will help, whether it's fruits or vegetables, flowers, whatever it is, be better than anything else you can get. So, you want to have your mom brag about how cool you are getting her the Books? Books, B-O-U-Q-U, whoops, say it again, Doug. One too many U's. B-O-U-Q-S. Get amazingly fresh flowers. That's one you ain't going to say 100 times fast. Amazing. Amazingly fresh flowers. Say that. Come on. You laughed at me, Victoria. You say it 100 times.
100 I couldn't do, yeah, but amazingly fresh flowers.
All right. At an amazing price. So let's get at it. The Books. Order them now. Get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug as the code. The promo code is Doug, D-O-U-G, at Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Books.com. Save an extra 15% by using Doug.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life, because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my, it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's a problem that actually Victoria reported on earlier on about patients suffering from a surge of ocular melanoma in the Carolinas. Here's a reporter's background on the problem.
And this eye cancer is so rare. Doctors say having a group of four younger women is unusual. But what is even more striking is that all four of them attended Auburn University in the same time frame, and three of them were and are friends.
Julie Lee was just 27 when she started to see strange flashes of light. Then came her friends, Lori Lee and Ashley McCrary. To help find answers, Ashley started her own Facebook page. She says 38 people have responded that they also attended Auburn University and were diagnosed with ocular melanoma. Separately, researchers in Huntersville, North Carolina, are looking into 18 cases that have been reported in that small community.
The fact that it's happening in younger patients than we typically see, that it's happening in really small, dedicated communities, there's a lot of features that warrant further investigation.
So, what do we make of this, Victoria?
I'm going to go right to the light bulbs. What kind of light bulbs do they have at Auburn University? That's, you know, because if you think about it, all these girls, it's, maybe they took a similar class. Maybe there's too many black lights. Maybe they had black lights in their, black lights
lab.
Scare me. You know,
some
but maybe they had them in the lab. Maybe they had them in their dorm rooms.
Yeah, black that's lights what I was are, thinking. The only other thing, I was like, tanning beds. I'm just trying to think of what else could have been on or around that particular campus and in this area of North Carolina that could have caused something like this. Because I think the stat is that it's 6 in 100 million people are normally diagnosed, and the fact that 4 people in one area and 18 in another in a small community have all been diagnosed with this super rare thing, it's crazy. And
it's
also
up to 36 people now.
Yeah.
This is every day we try to come up with something from the world, the Mondo Bizarro world. This is really bizarre because there's no, that what scares people is there's no direct cause, there's no linkage to anything you can put your hands on. So how do you know if you're in danger if you don't know what the danger is?
Right.
And that is really, that's a freaky thing.
And is there a cure? We haven't heard about that yet.
Well, the cancer, probably the usual radiation stuff, but nothing good comes out of that story. Thank you for telling it, though, Victoria. 10 before the hour. And Kara.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the jungle of ideas, entertaining and important entertainment news, entertaining ideas. Chuck Curry is our movie man. This is movie news. So that's the music from Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. So we're going to have another. There has to be another Jumanji because the last one did so well. Of course there's going to be.
Well, you know his birthday's today?
The Rock.
Yes. You know how old he is?
47.
Correct.
Is he really? I thought he was older than that.
No.
He's 47. And that was his biggest, if you throw out one of the Fast and the Furious films that he's been in, that is the biggest hit he's ever been in. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, made over $400 million here domestically. He has two films out this year, Rampage, which is currently in theaters,
awesome.
And also has a big budget movie called Skyscraper coming out in the next
few months. That
looks good.
That looks like it'd be interesting.
You could argue
for him this year? Only two?
I believe so.
Wow, that's surprising.
You could argue, if you claim he was an athlete, if wrestling is athletics, and I say it is,
yeah.
He is easily one of the most successful, if maybe the most successful athlete turned actor, at least popularity-wise.
Is he smart enough now to be getting an end out of these movies when they do well? He got to be.
Oh, his deal, he's cut some tremendous deals. I think he has a movie in production where he negotiated a $20 million paycheck. But if you look back at his legacy, tell me if you look at Stallone and you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, two actors certainly can compare to Dwayne Johnson's success. But Stallone had Rocky and Rambo, two iconic characters. Arnold had the Terminator. I don't think Dwayne Johnson has that one staple character as of yet, go-to character. Not yet.
No, I think you're right about that. But he's likable himself. People know more about him than they did about Arnold and, I think, Stallone early on in their career.
Maybe.
I think that makes him a popular. Cena's trying to do the same thing. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the acting chops.
So.
He's got a great personality.
But, you know, in the 80s, you had guys like Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme, who had nice runs in their career. Not as high as Stallone or Arnold, but Dwayne Johnson certainly I put into the, at this point, he's as popular as Stallone or Arnold back in the day.
I agree with you. All right, more movie news in a moment. Stand by.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Over 40 million Americans are unpaid caregivers of their loved ones over the age of 65, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And most are women. Millions of women who can't just be the daughters their moms raised. Their relationships are changed. But it doesn't have to be like that forever, say the experts at Brookdale Senior Living. In fact, the president and CEO of Brookdale, Cindy Beyer, speaks from personal experience about how she became a daughter again when her own mom moved into senior living.
What a relief to know that my mom was receiving the care that she needed every day. So when I visited, we could just talk and laugh. It was about our lives, not about whether she had taken her pills or was eating the right foods. I'm grateful to Brookdale's compassionate associates who offer this kind of relief with assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing across the country, every single day, around the clock.
For more information, visit brookdale.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so Chuck, I want to get your opinion on a couple of things. 3D has gone into 4D because they're opening up theaters that have moving chairs and smells in the theater. Is that does that go anywhere, or is that the future here? Is that why these people are trying to do this to get somebody new into the theater or new ideas in the theater?
The answer to that is semi-yes. They're certainly trying to come up with new technology to drive a younger generation into movie theaters. Personally, in terms of 4D TV, I know this is, you're talking about theatrical, but I don't like it. It makes movies look like a soap opera, way too lifelike. I like the film-looking aspect, and if they get away from that, I think that's not a good...
Wow. That, is the virtual reality, the idea of headsets, you put them on, is that going to ruin the movie business? Because that's the other direction. There's 4D stuff to keep in the theaters, and then there's virtual reality.
It's really all subjective. Some people do like and dig that stuff. I personally do not. To me, it's all about story, a story arc, beginning, middle, and end. And I don't really care about the visual aspect as much. Some people do. I do not.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is, straight from the horse's mouth. Chuck Curry on the DJV Show, Movie Moments at 59.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.